Welcome to Conversations with Carla. I'm Jerry Price. I'm joined by Princeton head women's basketball coach Carla Berube. And coach, welcome.
Thanks, Jerry.
So we are in week one of what will be our weekly series of podcasts with Carla. We will come to you each week during the women's basketball season, taking you hopefully deep into March. And we will have these podcasts for you each Wednesday during the season. We will have them Thursdays until the end of football season. So you can listen to the First in Football podcast with Bob Sarace on Wednesdays and the Carla Berube podcast on Thursdays until football season is over. And with all of that as a backdrop, let's talk about the Princeton women's basketball team. Your first season as the Princeton women's basketball coach. But before that, let's talk about an even more important subject, Halloween. You have young children. What are they going to be dressed as?
Parker, my six-year-old, is a knight. My three-year-old daughter, Brogan, is Rapunzel. And the five-month-old Caden boy is a tiger.
There you go. Perfect. Perfect. So one thing I wanted to mention to you is that you put on Twitter the picture of the five of you where the baby's crying, the boy doesn't want to be there, the girl's looking right at the camera, everybody's... What was the story of that picture? Because that picture was perfect.
Yeah. My wife and I decided it was actually my son's sixth birthday and had a party that day. And we thought, oh, it would be great just to get a family photo. We're all together. My parents were there, so my mother was taking the photo, so let's all sit on the chair. And it was a little past the Kate and the baby's bedtime, so he's usually really happy, smiley, and as soon as my mother was snapping the photo, he just lost it.
But the look on his face, it was almost like staged.
Yeah, it did. After we saw the picture, we're like, oh my goodness, that's what he was looking like. My son, Parker, was pretending he was crying because Caden was crying, and who knows what my daughter was.
But she's looking right at the camera. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I don't know. She
was. I know the camera's on me right now. So, turning to more serious topics, let's talk about preseason, how it's going, and we'll look ahead to the season opener, which is Tuesday night, home against Rider. But let's talk a little bit about how practice has been going, and let's start at the very beginning, which is how is the new staff adjusting to the players? How are the players adjusting to the new staff?
Yeah, I think it's going great. I think the players have just done an awesome job buying in, wanting to get better every day and taking what we're teaching day in and day out and transferring it every day. It's been really fun just being around them and getting to know them. I think that we're developing some great chemistry among the staff and players, and I think it's been awesome. One of our assistants, Delilah Eshe, she and her partner just had a baby a couple weeks ago, so that's put a just more babies around, and but it's an exciting time, and we're really looking forward to Tuesday.
So what's the biggest challenge when you come in and you're and for them too? I mean, you're established on how you do things for the last nearly 20 years at Tufts. They're established with how they've done things here since day one. I'm sure a lot of it, 75% of it probably overlaps, 25% probably doesn't. How do you handle all that gray area?
Yeah, I mean, it's important to just lay the foundation, right? You can't assume they know exactly what we're talking about, so we're really breaking it down and making sure just the fundamentals are right. So it's a lot of drill work. You think that, you've done it one day, we got it, you got to do it the next day. It's just repetition. And I've said it's a pretty good machine here. They know what they're doing. They know how to play the game. And it's just tweaking things to how I coach and what I know. But they're receptive and they're picking things up pretty quickly.
What about the away from basketball pieces? So, you know, Tufts, obviously a strong academic institution like Princeton. What are the similarities that you see in terms of what it means to be a women's basketball player at a place like Tufts versus here, and how are they different?
Yeah, it is pretty similar. It's really nice here that there's that open block to have practice. There's no classes during that time from 4:30 to 7:30, and it's great that they're not sprinting out of here to get to class, or they're not sprinting here to get to get here on time. That happened quite a bit at Tufts, but to have that block is really great. Both schools, there's a tremendous, it's a tremendous challenge to go to school here, and to the classes are hard, and so we understand that, and we don't monopolize their time, and make sure that they get the time that they need with their studies or meeting with professors, or and it's great. My assistants and my director of ops, they all have four of our players, so they're just keeping in check with how they're doing academically, socially, and basketball wise too. And so I think that's been really important. Just, it's for us getting to know everything about Princeton too. I'm actually a fellow in Maddie, so I'm getting to know res life and all that's going on campus. So it's these first couple months is, for me, it's just a big learning curve, because there are a lot of differences from Tufts to Princeton. But it seems like here everybody wants you to be successful, in the classroom, on the court, as members of the community. So it's been a welcome, welcome getting to know the university as a whole.
It's your first trip navigating through midterm week and now fall break week, two completely different opportunities and challenges, I would think.
Yeah, I think midterms went well. We had a couple days off during the week. We know how important those study days are, and getting, making sure they're prepared. And now this is nice. This little week off is new for me. It's for them to sort of, recharge for the rest of the semester. But also, we can spend a little bit more time on the court. And yesterday we went to an escape room all together. And I think those opportunities are invaluable and they're going to really help us down the road. Saw some great leadership in the escape room, and it was fun just being together off campus.
So let's talk about the more specifics of basketball itself. Now that you've had a chance to fully evaluate what your team looks like, are you settled on a starting lineup? Are you the kind of coach that wants to play a lot of people? Are you someone who wants to look at the first 10 games as a chance to try a bunch of different combinations? What's your general philosophy?
I typically have a starting lineup, and hopefully things go well that you can stay with it. But players emerge throughout the season. Injuries certainly happen as well. So it's not it's not stuck in stone for the entire season. It's not been established quite yet. We'll know by Monday who will be starting on Tuesday. And just excited. I think there are a lot of great candidates on the team. And whether you start or you don't start, we want a deep bench, players that can come in and play really, really important roles for success.
You have a lot of players who played a lot of important minutes, so you have a lot of options. Is there somebody who, I know you probably don't want to single anybody out, but is there somebody or a couple of people who have really stood out to you as practice has gone along? I mean, obviously Bella Allery, mm-hmm. but just somebody maybe who you think, and it's hard to say because you weren't here before, but somebody who's made a big step forward.
Yeah. I think Carly always stands out too. I think Nina Young has done a great job. She saw, limited minutes last year, and I know she was concussed for a bit, but she came back in really great shape, has done a great job for us in this preseason.
So looking ahead to when the season starts, I guess one thing I should have looked up, but does Tufts, when would the normal season opener be for Tufts? Would it be the first week of November?
No, they haven't even started practice yet. First practice is November 1st. And
is that a NESCAC thing or a Division 3 thing?
That's okay. A NESCAC thing. And so I think that they're First game is November 16th, so it's a really short window of practice time before you play. And
so what's that been like for you?
It's been nice. It's been nice to kind of just slow things down and do a lot of teaching and, you know, but it's different because there's, you know, 16 of them right now that don't know what we're quite doing, whereas, you know, at Tufts there was always three classes that knew what was going on. So this you know, September 27th start date, you know, a lot of time, and it's been great. And it's a, you know, we're not going full go 6 days a week. We definitely have a lot more off days, which I think has helped us, and now we're ready to go.
So you're, one of the things that you have to adjust to is now you're playing teams that you really are completely unfamiliar with. Ryder 6 miles down the road, but it's a team that you've never really crossed paths with. That's your season opener. What's that like for a new coaching staff?
It's just watching a lot of film from last year and seeing, you know, what they're all about, you know, personnel that's back and, you know, tendencies, you know, what they like to do defensively and offensively. Yeah, it's going to be a lot of film watching just to getting to know, you know, players, but also just coaches and what they've done in the recent past and what's been successful for them and what you might see, you know, this year. You know, Ryder is, you know, they've been a strong program, so we'll be ready for that game. And then looking on from there, you know, I get to play against my college teammate down at GW, and you know, with her I kind of know what what she's about, so just looking forward to these games coming up.
What do you think it's going to be like for you, game night, Chadwin Gym, first time?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't experienced a Chadwin Gym crowd, and just the whole atmosphere, and you know, I know there's a lot of you know, great fans that'll be at the game, and I'm looking forward to it.
And lastly, the Ivy League preseason poll came out. Princeton and Penn tied for first. You know, that's months away before the Ivy League gets here, but the Princeton Penn women's basketball rivalry has grown into something that's pretty intense and pretty extraordinary. Any thoughts at all about that, or you just have way too much to do before you get to there?
Way too much to do before I get there. It is. I mean, I've seen games, so I've you know, done a little research on Penn and know that you know, Mike's done a really great job over there, and before Penn was Holy Family, so I know his career, and he always gets his teams ready, and looking forward to that down the road, long road ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it is a long season. We just got done talking to Bob Sorace, and you know, his season's 10 weeks and 60% over, and yeah. You know, it goes by in a blink. Yours is a marathon, right. And you know, what's that like, knowing that you have to have your team ready to go at its peak several months from now, as opposed to now?
Right, and that's you know, that's what it's all about. It's about just getting better every single day, you know, having great practices. Hopefully, you know, that transfers to games. You know, each game, you know, you see a positive, you know, direction, and that, yeah, you're peaking in February, March, and not in not in November, and you know, looking forward to that journey and that process, and you know, excited for the team to get underway.
Well, we appreciate you taking some time here to talk with us and talk a little bit about Princeton women's basketball as they get ready for the season opener. I should have looked at this too. Tip-off, I assume, is 7 o'clock on Tuesday?
Yeah.
7 o'clock tip-off on Tuesday, November 5th, Chadwin Gym, Princeton, and Ryder. Good luck in that. We'll be back next week to talk about that game. Look ahead to the game at George Washington and see how things look after one game. And again, thanks for being with us.
All right, looking forward to it. Thanks, Jerry.
For Princeton head women's basketball coach Carla Berube, Jerry Price, thank you for being with us, and thank you for your continued support of Princeton women's basketball.